Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra. My name is Suhan, and it's my honor and privilege to listen to you today and then work with you in the clinic room.
And their third piece is Stone and Steel by Richard Meyer. Please welcome Greg Conway of Hopkins Junior High School at Master Orchestra.
Okay, now that the piece is going here, let me just make a few observations about some of the things I've heard. So great control and a great sound. You and your director are working really, really well. Just a few opportunities that I feel like we could make a little bit more musical moments. In the accompaniment at the very beginning, a little bit more swells. And I'll show you that in the clinical I'm talking about. You may or may not disagree. Great control of dynamics and balance, and you're not letting things out too early, so that's great. Very impressive work in the low strings when you take over the melody at rehearsal B, and great bow placement. I see everybody agreeing with the bow. Great control. I love the sound of this ensemble. It's a large group, and you have the ability to just create a lot of big, full, lush sounds, and you're definitely doing it. Reach for those upper parts of the phrases even more in this counter melody that exists. Violins, when you have this passage, a K. The bow doesn't agree. Some of you are playing the upper half of the bow. Some of you are playing the lower half of the bow. I tend to think that a passage like this in terms of style would work better in the lower part of the bow. Good control. Nice job. Maybe even a bit more aggressive to the double sforzando that's right before K. Just really land on that strong. This counter melody in the second violins at R is one of my favorite counter melodies. That's, well, that happens at 157. I think you can go even further. And then release to this G major. Yeah, great bow control. Good for you guys. Good bow control and placement, especially in the low strings. Nice job. Very stylistically appropriate. What an awesome group you are. Very, very, very good. I guess as I reflect back on my main comments, I guess everything that I would encourage you to do is already there. But what I would say is just do more. Especially in terms of some of your musical phrasing and the musical ideas that you are already doing, I think you can push the envelope and do even more just so that it becomes even more convincing. Opening is very beautiful. You have a nice control and very sensitive. This is not a critique or a criticism, just wondering what it would be like if the opening we played actually with very little vibrato and maybe not as much as weight in the bow, and we float our bow a little bit more on top of the string so that it creates a little bit different color. So that when you get to places like where we are right now, there we can play with the sound here, really lush sound that you're doing a great job of. But I wonder if we can create a contrast in sound and color at the very beginning. Look at me talking about sound and color with a junior high ensemble. How rare is that? So congratulations to you. Usually I talk about those kind of things with really much more advanced players, but to be able to talk to you about these things, and you're a middle school ensemble? That's great. You've been taught so well. Look at all those vibratos throughout the ensemble. It's very mature, and it's controlled vibrato. Great use of legato bow strokes. Very smooth and controlled. And a lot of the cellos, even playing those pizzicatos in upper positions and not in first, very mature. Just really enjoying just sitting back and listening to you. It's a great piece, and you're doing really well. Thank you. So this is great. I love this group. What a wonderful ensemble this is. Only thing that I have to offer so far is that at 31, violin, you have a lot of notes and you're handling those really well. Who I want to talk to is just to the accompaniment, cello, bass, and violas. I wonder if you can play with a bit more variety and a bit more musical direction in the accompaniment, and not just stress everything and play everything the same, but play some things a little less and emphasize even some a little bit more. So I'm thinking like maybe like a 35 when you have this bass line, bum, 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 instead of playing all four, maybe stressing one and the three, bum, 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 and following the contour of the accompaniment line a little bit to add even a little bit more sophistication and interest in the accompaniment. Great transition to this lyrical section in the middle. You know, ladies and gentlemen, haven't talked much about pitch, intonation, you know, because I really didn't have to. I mean, I guess there are little problems here and there, but you're handling all of your accidentals and shifting work, left hand placement so well, so congratulations. This is great. You guys, this is beautiful, and you're doing a great job. Please understand that my comments are just really small, minute details. At measure 87, it sounds like in the accompaniment you're trying to stress into B2. And then same thing at measure 88. I would recommend that if that's what you're trying to do, play beat 1 less and really sink into beat 2. And then again at 88. This is beautiful. I wonder and I question. Beautiful. I question the bass pizzicati, this A major scale that's coming down. Are you starting strong and floating to the bottom, or are you floating at the top and then going to the bottom? Or do you truly mean for everything to be equal? I don't know that that's the answer. I think it needs to either float down or start floating and then go down. Or in layman's term, do you want to start soft and go get stronger to the bottom, or just start stronger and then get softer to the bottom? So, little things like that. Otherwise, beautiful. Great job. You know, in the opening here, the violins and violas, you're doing a great job of controlling and handling your eighth notes. You know, as I learn a little bit about the piece at the very opening here, it says that the piece begins with a heavy, ponderous theme marked molto pesante, which depicts the limestone's quarries that first earned Joliet nicknamed the City of Stone in the 1800s. For me, that heaviness and that stone is actually in the cellos and the basses. So I think you can dig in a lot more, and I think, you know, this fast-moving eighth notes in the violins and viola, that's not stone, and that's not heavy. I think the heaviness in the stone comes in the cello and the basses, so dig in, I'd say. Oh, hey, good control of quarter note triplets, that's great. Triplets at 23 and 24, not exactly evenly as paced as the other ones, but in general, you're doing a great job. Now, I'm listening for when steel is introduced. This still sounds very heavy and stone. I think it could be more stony, cellos and basses as depicting that heaviness. I'd keep your sound all the way to the end of the measure at 53. Don't let the weight decay off the bow. So things a bit brighter here. Perhaps this is where the brightness of the steel comes in. I think there's the viola part through here is really interesting, and I think there's a secondary counter melody. I think you can come out more, and not necessarily by having them play stronger, but everybody else backing off just a little bit, and maybe not sustaining as much so that those two counter melodies have a chance to cut through the ensemble. Dynamic contrast, very exciting. Congratulations. grab the string in front of your bow strokes when you have these accents. So it's poof, poof. Make sure that it starts with a good grab. Maybe release your sound a bit more when you get to B3 at 148. So that we have that strong tension and release sound at 148. So, hey, congratulations. What an awesome group this is. I'm really looking forward to spending some time with you in the clinic room. And we will see you back there. And I will conclude my thoughts there. But I'm in love with this group. And congratulations. You're awesome.